Caledonia National Park now in Wales. And I'm very high up, been climbing a gravel climb for probably about 20 minutes. And I think, let me just check my little elevation profile. Yeah, I'm pretty much at the top. We're at 653 metres. It's pretty cool up here. I haven't seen anyone for a long time. Not just GB Giro racers, but like anyone at all. Which is quite amazing, really. It gives you quite a cool sense of scale. You know, you tend to think of Great Britain as a tiny place, but you don't see anyone for a few hours, and you're just out. It's not a wilderness, but you know, when you're out in the middle of nowhere, it feels like we're crossing the country from one end to the other. You know, it sounds like a stupid thing to say, but if you do this on roads, you're so surrounded by normal day-to-day life, which looks the same and feels the same throughout the whole country and the same as your normal life. But this feels distinctly like being on an epic journey, you know, that's almost like a bit of a kind of Hobbit style vibe, just out in the wilderness confronting dangers and issues and challenges and overcoming them. And it's a fitting landscape for that kind of analogy. It's very Tolkien-esque. I'm in the clouds more or less, so when I look down into the valley below, you've got the valley side sweeping down, covered in fir trees and very soft kind of gorse, and then you've got this band of cloud that's just hugging the side of the hill, so that you can't tell how far it goes up. You can't see the top of the hill at all. It's very atmospheric. It's very cool. It's got actually cool as in temperature wise as well up here, considering putting on some arm warmers. The kind of exciting change of pace that can really make all the difference, just negotiating a pretty radical descent here through some big rocks. This is very much on the fun side of my off-road spectrum, and I hit a point where it's not fun anymore. This is on the fun side. Deal with the pub again here. Let's hope I do better than this morning. Yeah, straight through. Didn't even get wet in that one. So yeah, I've been trying to keep up a quite a disciplined, steady pace today and not stop too much. I had a monster stop off at Kinlith, which was the last bit of civilization for 80 kilometers according to my notes. So I went into the co-op there and raided it for loads of supplies. Got some tuck sandwich biscuits, which are like two tuck biscuits with some cheese paste kind of in between, and man, sometimes you need a savory snack and they're gonna fit the bill. My trail mix for today, I'm experimenting on this trip with different naughty sweets to put into basically a pouch that's hanging off my handlebars, and I'm filling it with nuts and dried fruit as a kind of, you know, the main part of the trail mix, and then one extra special guest every day. And today it is randoms, which is like a another level of randomness on top of the fact that you might randomly find some sweets in your handful of trail mix. So, man, with that kind of excitement and maybe putting on some arm warmers, this day is really shaping up. Had a lot of huge climbs today, a lot of them on road. One monster one that I wasn't quite sure if I was going to get up. That was on the way over the pass down to Lake Vyrnwy in Bala. It's beautiful over there, really beautiful, going through some incredible forests, beautiful light, you know, classic rays of light streaming through trees. The weather was great when I was a bit lower down. I think it's just that I'm up in the clouds here, it's kind of gone grey, but it's been, considering we woke up this morning to the sound of rain on the tent, I was kind of dreading a wet day, so I got geared up with all my wet weather gear, and I think that did the trick in warding off the rain. Actually, it's been not mega sunny, but quite sunny, but it's warm as well. It's just warm and kind of muggy, but it's nice. As long as it's not raining, basically, we're in business. Through a couple more big puddles. So my plan is to just crack on, really. I'm loaded up with supplies, so I don't really need to stop, and actually I don't think there is anywhere to stop for quite a while yet. I've done 86 kilometers today. I mean, it's not great going, but I'm just gonna carry on tonight until I feel like I wanna stop, or if I see somewhere that looks good to camp out. I think I'll be maybe a bit more chilled out with my sleeping strategy this time. I think it was maybe pushed it a bit too much last time, and there's no need really, so I'll maybe rein that in. Alright, I'm gonna log off now. Right, so this is slightly a bit of an experiment to see if the mic's still working. It looks like it is. I came off the bike going through a massive puddle. This is day, I don't know, four is it? It's Monday, Tuesday morning. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, day four. Came off in this massive puddle, got everything drenched. And the other consequence of that was I damaged my gear shifting lever. So after a few more, maybe about another kilometre, I couldn't shift up or down. And had a bit of a sinking feeling. But I stopped and had a look at it and kind of just bent the lever back a bit. And I think that sort of fixed it. So we'll see how we go. But yeah, slightly worrying start to the day, to be honest. But I think I might have fixed the lever. The morale and confidence has taken a bit of a hit with the falling into a puddle. But see how we get on. Thank you. thought of food poisoning out of my head. And I'm dreading getting ill now from eating that, because that would certainly be game over. So hopefully it'll be okay, but it's a bit of a silly thing to do really. And I'm not quite sure why I did it. But we'll watch this space. Hopefully in the next instalment if I'm not doing violently sick. Although it might make quite nice accompaniment to the scenic wee section. Anyway. Good luck.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.